The spin from the substance. It's April Fool's Day. The stock market is up. Well, so we think. Kevin Johnson from Argonaut Securities, good afternoon.
No, it's definitely up. I've been checking all day. In fact, it was at one stage, it was up a long way. It was up over 50 points at 6,315. Finished the day up 38, 6,299.7. I'm calling it 6,300.
Round it up. And so you should round it up. Now, we haven't spoken since last Wednesday, so the stock market's, it's been up and up and up.
Up and up and up and up. It's like a hot air balloon. It's just going up and up and up and up, so full on pouring in the hot air, as it turns out. Maybe we're going to do some of that in the next 3 or 4 minutes.
Well, but maybe we will. And what about Woolies? Is it selling Big W, or is that an April Fool's joke?
No, well, that's right. There was a lot of things today I'm looking at and going, is this really an April Fool's joke, or is this actually really going to happen? And Woolworths, yes, they were going to sell off. They are going to sell off. They sold their petrol division, so getting big capital, I think it's nearly $2 billion, or make $1.2 billion from selling their petrol division to EG, which is a big European group that has a lot of petrol stations. Mm-hmm. I think it's all the Caltex ones that they're related to. So they decided, well, if we're making all this money, we better lose some as well. So this Woolworths, this Big W business has always been the Achilles heel.
Yeah, it's been in trouble for a little while, hasn't it?
Oh, not as big an Achilles heel as Masters was, but certainly it's been a problem. So they're closing down 30 stores, two distribution centres over the next couple of years. Got to pay off a lot of leases in that process. And but they're also going to do a $1.7 billion off-market share buyback, getting rid of those franking credits, no doubt, that everyone's trying to do before the next election.
Mm.
So that was interesting. So it turned out to be a fact. Another thing I thought was a joke that turned out to be a fact were Perpetual Trustees apparently selling their corporate trustees business.
So what are they now? What have they become?
Well, I don't know. They'll just be Perpetual something or other. I don't know. They're going to go into funds management, apparently, but there's nothing perpetual about that these days, I can tell you. So that was a funny one. The one that did turn out to be a joke, of course, was the Australian sheep industry. One of my friends does run Dorper Lamb, and he sent me a picture saying that the Australian sheep industry are going to drop the letter M, a letter B off their name, so it makes it easier for millennials to remember the word lamb.
I like that. Yeah, a lot of millennials would know how to spell lamb, would they?
No, the other one I'm still not sure about whether it's true or not, is the Bill Shorten's emissions program, where he's going to, of course, have a new emissions policy. It's going to exclude the 250 largest polluters.
Well, that is not an April Fool's joke, Kevin. That is facts.
Well, I don't know how you're going to achieve that. I really don't know. Maybe we could import a lot of electric cars. That's what we need to do.
Well, it's interesting, isn't it, that he's going to set this target by 2030 that every second car sold in Australia will be an electric vehicle. That seems a little pie in the sky at this stage, doesn't it?
Well, it might explain why AHG and APG and all these companies have been really struggling to sell the current ones. Because
very true.
Everyone know that. You're not in a hurry to go and buy one, are you? At the front
well, you're not. And then if you're going to go and buy a new car at the moment, probably diesels are off limits and it will just make people quite scared and nervous.
Well, it makes you want to catch an Uber and not bother with it all, I can tell you. But we should have electric cars. You know my thoughts on that. And we should also have no taxes on cars because we don't make them anymore.
We don't. It's ridiculous,
but anyway,
isn't it?
The currency, it's hovering around 71. In fact, a little bit firmer, 71.2. Euros are $1.50. Where are they? I'm looking at the wrong one. They're not $1.57. That's not right. They're reversing it around. I mean, they are $1.57. There you go. Sterling's $1.83. Maybe they'll all be the same one day. I don't know. The gold price is still hovering around the 1290s. Not really anything exciting in that. And in an Aussie dollar terms, that means it's down around 1815. So gold shares were all down today. But metal shares were up, which is a good thing. But so far, so good. We're having a bit of a roll here, 5 days in a row.
Exactly. Up 38, 6,300. We'll call it that. We'll give you the 0.3. Thank you, Kevin.
Thank you, mate.